Welcome to the Secrets of High Demand Coaches podcast, where I interview some of the best coaches in the business to find their secrets and share them with the world. I'm Scott Rittheimer, founder and CEO of Scale Architects, and we help founders and leaders find the right coach at the right time so they can achieve the predictable success they deserve. And a huge part of that is helping great coaches do great work that creates enormous demand for their services with way less effort. If you're a high demand coach, I'd absolutely love to share your story and expertise as well. So stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome once again to the Secrets of the High Demand Coach podcast. And I am here with yet another high demand coach, actually a sage among coaches, someone that you're really going to enjoy getting to know here in the next couple of minutes. With me today is the one and only Kyle Gray. Now, Kyle is an entrepreneur. He's a story strategist and an author who helps coaches, startups, and influencers to use their storytelling to communicate their value better and create connections and trust with their audience. He combines timeless storytelling with cutting-edge marketing to ensure that you've got the right story to tell while you're presenting, while you're on sales calls or in conversation, both online and offline. He uses the One Clear Path to Sales system to turn your story into a powerful sales and marketing tool, which is very, very important. I can't wait to dive into that. Now, Kyle's two books on marketing, Selling with Story and The Story Engine, will help you to quickly get clear on what your story is, what story you're trying to tell, and then use it to start selling on how to build systems to tell that story at scale. Well, Kyle, so excited to have you here. Welcome to the show. Before we dive into what I think is going to be an awesome conversation, I'd love to hear a little bit, how did you get to this point? What were you doing before helping entrepreneurs tell their stories, and how did it lead you there?
Well, there's lots of threads that lead to this, and I'll be sure to be brief. And I think that's a sign of being good at what you do if you can. The first place that I really started in storytelling and messaging was as a singer-songwriter in my late teens, early 20s. I thought that was the only way I was going to be able to live a happy and fulfilled life. I ended up putting a lot of pressure on myself to create great songs all the time and burning myself out a bit. But a few years down the line, found content marketing and was hired by a startup to help grow the startup by telling their story, which is the foundation and the origin of the book, The Story Engine, and where that book came from. While I was growing this startup, and I was also traveling around the world, learning different languages, being in a lot of different places, I had come down with really bad gut health and an autoimmune condition that dominated and decimated my life in my mid to late 20s. And a lot of the times I couldn't get my mind straight. No matter how many Tony Robbins books I read, I was feeling pain all over my body and was in a really, really bad place. And while my copywriting and storytelling career was still going, I found myself facilitating a workshop filled with health and wellness experts. And one of them was just happened to be a gut health expert. And I noticed that she was so smart and so brilliant at what she did and had such a difficult time actually communicating that in a way that got results. And we started working together and I regained my access to my health and started to have a totally new perspective on how to use storytelling and why to use storytelling, which kind of leads me to where I am right now. And I'm in a bit of a crisis myself as I feel I've perhaps overbranded myself around storytelling. And I think it's one of the most beautiful things that I do. And I feel that it's about 35% of the real magic that I create. And what I love to do, which involves storytelling, is I almost see it like a martial art of the mind these days. How do we listen to our ideal clients? How do we understand with them and connect with them and help communicate and teach and share messages in a way that overcomes their biggest objections, their limiting beliefs, in a way that inspires trust? How do we share who we are and why we care and all this genius that's crowded up in our minds and get it out in a way that's quick and efficient and lands in the hearts of our audience.
Oh, wow. So you do this, and we're going to hit kind of each of these steps here, but you do this by combining, at least out of the gate, two very, very different words. So you have story and engine. And to an extent, I couldn't think of two more different words. Two things that, you know, one is kind of relational and feeling, the other is an engine. You know, so why is it that you chose to pull these two concepts together? And how does that work? What's the power of a story engine?
That's a great question. I really appreciate it. And what it boils down to is the fact that stories, speeches, great presentations are as a series of small parts. There are key ingredients to each story. There are powerful statements that you can make. And if you understand the individual parts, they form together to create momentum and push you forward like an engine. And this is one of the biggest gaps that I see many experts facing, is they have so much to say, but they don't exactly know what to say or why to say it. And a lot of the times they're just winging it. But when you can really boil it down to step-by-step frameworks that are easy to apply and understand, this is when you start getting that really efficient movement and motion in your communication, in your stories, in your messaging. And that's what creates the momentum of the engine, while it compiled of many different stories and teachings and statements that add up to who you are.
Yeah. So what are some of the key parts? What are some of those big aha moments that we can create, or what is the language that we use to do that?
Yeah, there's some frameworks that are really good to be more felt than memorized, and there's some that are really important to be memorized perfectly. A great place to start, one of the places I love to start, is an origin story. This is my how I got into the business story, or how I came across the certain problem that I solved right now. And what a lot of people think is that this is me reading my resume, but that's not true. What we want to do is use our ideal client's language as close as possible in our own story to communicate to them, hey, I understand exactly how you feel right now and what you're going through. And I have gone through a process to figure out the solution. So that's one example. Another really powerful statement that we could make right after telling an origin story, especially for those who have stories that are really extreme, maybe a soldier or a veteran or somebody who went through something really challenging. Not everybody can relate to that, or they may think that nobody can. And so there's things like a universalizing statement that basically goes, my story looks like this. For you, your story could look like this, that, or the other, but there's an underlying truth behind all of this. And yeah, this is an amazing statement, once we get this really refined, to bridge the gap with our audience and really solidify that trust. And so there's a bunch of different things like this. Also, when we go to teaching, I think a lot of people make the mistake of just teaching as much information as possible. But if we can hone in on a success projection story, which is a story about a client that we've worked with, we can boil it down to what's the biggest limiting belief that they're facing right here, and what's one way that we helped this client get better in that limiting belief, and what happened there. And it allows us to, it frees us up from thinking, how much can I cram into these next 10 minutes, to what's one thing I could teach in these 10 minutes that's going to move my listener forward?
Yeah. There's so much in there. I love this idea of the origin story, and how you described it as using your ideal client's language. So one, if you don't know who your ideal client is, that's the work that you have to go through there. But for a lot of the coaches and consultants I work with, a lot of them are working with organizations that are trying to scale up. And a perfect example of this, is just illustrated, at least from my world, is if you're trying to work with businesses that are scaling up, don't use the phrase small business, because there's no founder CEO of an organization that's trying to scale that still considers themselves a small business, even though they'll technically be that for quite some time. You've got to understand what their language is for it. And you also don't need the technical jargon that you've learned and the nine, you know, ways to Sunday that we can say it. So I love that idea of using your ideal client's language. It's so powerful. And then that universalizing statement, one of the things I've found in years of sales is that folks are always looking for a reason to say this won't work for me, right? And that goes straight to the heart of that issue. I love that. And it seems, from the outside, it seems like it's easy to skip. But if we skip that, right, we give them that out and it undermines the rest of the conversation. Fantastic. As folks are telling the story, they've started to nail some of the different parts. One of the things we don't, you know, we've not necessarily started business to be storytellers, right? I'm not in business to tell my story to the world. I'm not necessarily even in business to tell my client's story. I'm in business to help clients to create those stories. So we can't stop at storytelling. We have to move to some kind of action. And how do you bridge those gaps? Talk to us about your book, the Selling with Story.
Absolutely. There's a couple of things that are really important to consider with storytelling. First is that this is as important of a process and transformative of a process. We're not only getting clear on our stories to move our clients to action, but a lot of the people that I work with, particularly the ones that are scaling, the CEOs and founders have often found themselves at a certain ceiling that they can't get past. And a lot of the times the success that they've created takes all of their energy to manage, that they're no longer able to access those visionary states to continue to expand. And by getting clear on your story and your purpose and your why, it's not only going to help you convert more from the stage or from podcasts or doing that thing, but it's actually going to become a source of fuel and help you overcome many of the biggest challenges that you're facing right now in your business. And that's the real medicine that I truly enjoy and that gets me excited, is seeing how they change their decision-making frameworks and formats. But to your question, there's a couple of ways that we want to use stories to enhance our sales and move people into action. One of the ways is through the success projection stories. Before we actually make a call to action, I want to make sure that there's nothing standing in the way of our audience and a decision. And so by telling stories about clients that we've worked with in the past, instead of doing it as testimonials after we make the call to action where people are leaning back and skeptical, we're doing it in a way that teaches, that adds value, and very subtly, we describe how we're working with our clients, the results that we're getting. And it gives us an opportunity, or gives the audience an opportunity, to take a walk in the client's shoes and visualize what it's like to be successful with you. So if you do your job well, by the time you need to make your offer, they already know what you're going to offer. They already want it. And that's going to save you a lot of time and energy in making the offer, which is really the most difficult part of speaking and presenting. There's another great statement to transition out of speaking and teaching and into making an offer. And this is called a grassroots transition. It sounds something like this. All right, I'm going to be opening it up for questions soon. So if you have a question, write it down. You know, one of the most common questions I get is, Kyle, my story is a little different. My business is a little different. Can you still help me create incredible results and grow my business with better speaking and storytelling? And the answer is yes. I help founders, leaders, and CEOs just like you attract their ideal clients and create massive transformation within their organization with better storytelling. There's several things happening here. First, we're prompting questions. And one of the fastest ways you can lose power in making your offer is by just begging people for questions. And a lot of the times, it's not that they don't have questions, but it's just we spring them on them like a trap. All right, it's time for questions. Who has a question? And they're deer in the headlights and they're all
crickets.
We don't want that. And then by prompting questions, we also say, you know, one of the most common questions I get is, my thing's a little different. And everybody thinks their organization, their business is a little bit different. It's one of the most common objections out there. And so we're answering it and we're acting like, you know, people are just demanding that I talk about this. I was here to add value. I didn't want to talk about this, but people want to know how to work with me. And so I'm going to share that and answer this question for you as a service to all of you good people out there.
Right.
And this changes the energetics of it and makes it nice and easy. And then if you do your teaching right, you transition right, then it's going to be very simple and straightforward to make your offer. But there is one more kind of story that we want to do. A lot of us experts who are very good at the technical and the tactical, practical, but we still want to close with good emotions. And so we want to tell a story that has nothing to do with what we've taught about. This is right at the end. We've given our offer and we're going to close, and we want to create the same feeling that you feel when you watch the rolling credits of a movie. That was a great experience. And so we do an aligned ending story. This is a story about a moment in our life that has nothing to do with what we're teaching, but has the same moral. I'll give you an example. A lot of us want to leave the audience feeling like it's time to hire an expert. And this is one I worked on with a financial planner. So I'm going to pretend to be Bob right now. And you've just listened to me speak for 90 minutes on retirement. All right, I'm going to leave you with this. I go into the kitchen a few weeks back and my wife's in there and she says, Bob, the dishwasher's broken. Will you please fix the dishwasher? And I say, or will you please call a repairman? And I say, honey, I'm a smart man. I'm going to fix the dishwasher myself instead of hiring a repairman. I'm going to save us some money. And with the money I save, I'm going to take us out to dinner. How does that sound? She shakes her head, but that's good enough for me. I open up my laptop and search dishwasher repair on YouTube, and I'm off to the races. I open up the dishwasher. I look in the back and I see this one part that doesn't look quite right to me, and I'm trying to get it and move it, and all of a sudden, snap. Now the dishwasher's really broken. I peek over the counter hoping my wife has gone away. She's still there. She's still shaking her head. She hands me the phone. The repairman's already dialed. I call the repairman over. He comes over, opens up the dishwasher and sees the part I broke. He replaces it. And then closes the dishwasher and says, Bob, you're good to go. And I say, wait, repairman. The dishwasher was broken before I broke it. Did you fix that too? And he says, Bob, you were just putting too much soap into the dishwasher. So it's funny. We get him right here. We get him laughing. But the trap is sprung. And now we turn it around. And as if we're realizing the moral to this story and the parallel between what's happening right now. You know, it was on that day that I realized how important it was to hire an expert, a repairman who fixes dishwashers every day. And the real funny thing about that story was if I just would have called him in the first place, he would have told me I was just putting too much soap into the dishwasher and I really could have saved enough money to take my wife out to dinner. You know, all of you out there, you're only going to be planning your retirements once in your life. And how much more important and crucial of a decision is this? You know, I help people plan their retirements every day. And just like it was with that repairman, one phone call to me could save you a tremendous amount and give you access to the retirement that you are really dreaming of. So I hope that you'll join me in hiring an expert so we can create the retirement of your dreams together. Thank you. There's a lot of subtleties happening in there, but it leaves us with just the right feeling. And we need to be able to have a tactical, clear path forward, but we also need to have the right feeling, especially at the end, if we want our audience to take action. And this is where the blend of great communication, clear, concise messaging, and powerful stories all come together to create results for your business.
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, loved it. Hanging on every word of it. It's just a clear gift, but also one that I've seen you do for others. And I would love to see folks tap into. So just a moment here. I want to make sure folks know how to get in touch with you so they can do that. They can have Bob's story for themselves. Before we get there, just you've covered so much ground for us. I'm wondering if you could boil it all down. If there was just one thing, if there was, you know, one secret, right? What's the biggest secret that you wish wasn't a secret at all? What's that one thing you want everybody watching or listening today to know?
I want you to know that storytelling is accessible and learnable for everyone. And I also want you to understand the danger of just winging it when you're speaking. If you can bring real frameworks and real strategy into your communication, it's not just going to transform the results you get when you're speaking and when you're marketing and in your sales. It's going to change how you show up for yourself, how you show up for your teams, how you show up for your family.
Yeah.
And it's all possible through these simple, learnable, achievable frameworks. And so take the time to do it. I don't have any of the right answers for you. What I do is I just ask good questions to draw the answers out of you and reflect those stories back to you, just like I did with the Bob and the dishwasher story. And that's what I love to do. I can't tell you what the right way to plan a retirement is. And so this is, with me, it's a co-creative process, but you can learn these frameworks by reading a book, or I'll have a really simple way that you can get started with an origin story, which is the most common and useful type of stories. But these are all possible for you, no matter how technical you think you are, no matter how distant you are from these things. They're learnable, they're achievable, and you will feel the difference in your own life and in the reaction that your listeners provide for you on this journey.
Yeah. Again, there's just so much in there, and I want to just call out, like, your commitment to seeing this translate into the lives of your client, not just for the benefit of your client, but in your clients. It really does not go unseen. It's a remarkable thing about what you do. It's something I really deeply appreciate. Absolutely love it. So, first off, we met, I believe, through your podcast, right? So just give us a quick, where can we find your podcast? And then in addition to that, where can we find more out about the work you do and get connected?
Yeah, you can check out my podcast, my books, and tons of articles on storytelling, messaging, and communication at thestoryengine.co. And that's where my podcast is. If you want to find me, I'm very active on LinkedIn at you can find me Kyle Gray Storytelling or Kyle Gray Utah. And I'm also very active on Instagram at Kyle Gray. And one of the things I would love to offer that I mentioned before is a really simple mini course to get you starting telling better stories right away. It's called the How to Choose Your Perfect Story mini course. And that's at thestoryengine.co/perfect. And in less than 45 minutes, you will know how to start telling your origin story that will get people leaning in, wanting to learn more from you, and excited for the transformation that you provide.
Fantastic. Well, Kyle, thanks so much for being here. Just an honor and privilege having you on the show. I always get a little nervous inviting guests when I've been on their show, because I'm like, was I nice? Did I ask you? But hopefully I was at least half as nice as you were. And so just glad to have you here. And just an absolute privilege. This is one of those, I say this every once in a while, and folks are probably a little tired of hearing it, but go back and listen to this again, because I know, I've been around this world for a while, I know there's stuff that you missed the first time through, maybe even the second time through. So go give it another listen. You will find absolute gold in there. Kyle, it's clear that you're a master of your craft. Thank you so much. And for those of you, you know, listening, you know, your time and attention mean the world to us. I hope you got as much out of this conversation as I know I did. And I cannot wait to see you next time. Take care.
Scott Ritzheimer here. Thank you so much for listening to the Secrets of High Demand Coaches podcast. If you are a successful coach, consultant, or advisor who's built a strong book of business and would like to be on the program, please visit go.scalearchitects.com. And if you got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media and just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials? If you know someone who'd be a great guest, you can tag them on social media to let them know about the show. And make sure you include the hashtag #HighDemandCoaching. I love seeing your posts. I love seeing your guest suggestions. Thank you so much. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any of those episodes, go ahead and subscribe now. Your thumbs up, your ratings, your reviews, they go a long way to help us promote the show, and they mean a lot to me and my team. If you want to know more, you can go to our website, www.scalearchitects.com, or you can follow me or the company on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.